Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help today?
Hello.
Hi, thanks for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help you?
Ashley, my name is Sheila Burke, and I got a call from my bank saying that they declined a charge to you for $67.32, but I don't remember what I purchased. Can you look up and tell me if you had an order for Sheila Burke?
Yes, ma'am, I can. What's your zip code?
23851.
I believe I found some matching information to be sure. Can you confirm a matching street address?
304 Beeman Street, Franklin, Virginia, 23851.
Okay, I appreciate you sharing this information. Let me see, I'm waiting for some details to load. All right, I do also see the same phone number used for the order that you're calling in under today. All right, so everything's pulled up. It looks like on the 3rd of December, you would have paid $5.74, which was a sweepstakes enrollment. It was a chance to enter and win a crew set for your kitchen, a cookware set. And that would have led into our online discount shopping membership. I do see the declined amount of $67.32 that you had mentioned. It hadn't posted, but what that would have been for is our monthly online discount shopping membership, where you're getting a gift voucher sent to your email in the amount of $125.
No, I didn't do that. I don't know how that happened. I did. Yes, I did. Excuse me. I did go for the $298, whatever, and that prompted this charge, right?
That's what happened. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I just needed some clarity.
You're welcome, Ms. Berg. Since this was set to be a monthly membership, I've submitted a cancellation. I'd like to share a confirmation number as well when you're ready.
Okay.
And that number is going to be C, as in Charlie,
262-993-753. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a good day.